In Washington today, Congress is gone, but President Bush still has his hands full. There's a heightened sense of tension over both Iraq and Iran. Published reports over the weekend said the military may be drawing up plans for airstrikes against Iranian nuclear facilities. And today, President Bush gave another speech expressing his frustration with Iraq's leaders, who have yet to form a national unity government. Joining us to talk about all of this is NPR senior Washington editor Ron Elving. And Ron, first of all, let's talk about the Italian elections. What does it mean for the U.S. or for the Bush administration if Berlusconi is defeated?
It's not going to mean a great deal with respect to troop levels, Madeline. Berlusconi had already said he was going to pull the Italian troops out later this year, and they weren't a big part of the coalition. But it's another loss for the administration, in part because the president went out of his way earlier this year, worked very hard to try to shore up Berlusconi in this contest, and made a special effort to entertain him at the White House, give him a big media show for use back in Italy. They even had a whole special session of Congress for Berlusconi to give an address. So we don't really have that much support among Europeans and European heads of state for our mission in Iraq, and the president hates to lose one.
And let's talk about those reports about Iran and the U.S. possibly planning for war with that country. How serious are those reports?
Well, the reports are totally serious, and the planning looks pretty serious as well. The Pentagon's been told to offer up military options in case the diplomatic efforts should fail to get Iran to scale back on its nuclear program. And the White House today says the president's priority is still on those diplomatic efforts. Certainly that's what the United Nations trying to do. But the Pentagon wants to be ready in case they're called upon to launch some kind of airstrikes. Now, we're not talking about an invasion. We're not talking about a ground war. But the plans call for striking facilities that are part of the nuclear effort there and to interrupt their progress toward a nuclear weapon.
And this is a report in The Washington Post and also The New Yorker by Cy Hirsch?
That's right. And it includes talk that there might actually be, in the Cy Hirsch report, there might actually be a nuclear weapon used to try to take out some of their hardened facilities. But, you know, that's an idea that one pretty much presumes is being used for rhetorical purposes. It certainly wouldn't fly with the world community, the United Nations, or even within the Bush administration or the Pentagon itself.
And they are denying this report by Cy Hirsch, I understand.
Yes, and they're saying, look, I mean, you know, that's not something that we're prepared to talk about. But they are also saying, of course, the military needs to be prepared for whatever contingencies might arise. And there's also a feeling that a lot of this is being done for public relations purposes, because after all, they want to convince the Iranians to cooperate with the diplomatic efforts.
And that raises another question that never seems to go away, and that's the White House PR effort surrounding the start of the Iraq war.
Indeed, it's not only not going away, it's getting more complicated. Last week, we learned from court filings that the president himself had authorized the leaking of previously classified information from intelligence reports leading up to our invasion of Iraq. The White House has not contested that, and it was done, of course, back at the time to make the case for the war in the media, months after we had invaded and found no weapons of mass destruction there. The president wanted people to know why he thought we would find those weapons.
NPR senior White House editor Ron Elving, thank you.
Thank you, Madeline.